So then we get the next stage, amber, which is the emergence of just pure mythic, literal beliefs. And this is still extremely common today. Approximately 40% of the population of the United States is an amber mythic. And that means they believe the Bible literally. They believe it is the word of God. They believe that Moses really parted the Red Sea, that Elijah really did go to heaven in his chariot while still alive, that Christ really was born of a biological virgin. And there is no questioning that. They believe that absolutely and fundamentally. And that fundamentalist belief is the same structure wherever it shows up around the world. And that's the thing. All of these levels are cross-cultural. They show up in humans everywhere. And so learning them also gives us a chance of understanding what other cultures and international politics is really like. Because by understanding the level that a particular group is coming from, we can start to see its motivation, its drive, its beliefs, and so on. So amber emerges, pure mythic, and that, of course, historically was the rise of the great empires that at one point or another covered the entire world. And one time or another, some culture essentially conquered the known world. So whether it was Alexander the Great or the Khans or Rome and the Caesars, it's still, say, a very common stage today. And it's one of the stages that of these early ones that we start to see have a big impact on our culture and on how that culture operates. It is the core, for example, of the Republican far right. It's the first stage where identity can expand from just an egocentric first person to an ethnocentric group. And that's what we find happening with these great religions, is that an individual expands their identity from just themselves to identifying with a group. At first, the group can be fairly small. It's the family, the clan, the tribe. Eventually, it's the nation. Often, it's a religion. And in all cases, it's my country, right or wrong. My religion, right or wrong. And it's us versus them. Everybody who believes my religion is bound for heaven. Everybody who doesn't is bound for hell. This is still an extremely strong force in today's world. Over 70% of the world's population is at amber or lower, which is scary.